Meanwhile, Israel keeps pounding the besieged Gaza Strip for the 28th consecutive day. Over 400 Palestinian children have been killed so far. In the early hours of Monday, one Palestinian was killed as Israeli forces targeted two mosques in and around Gaza City. Also, two other Gazans lost their lives in separate attacks. Hamas's military wing, the Al-Qassam Brigades, has confirmed the death of one of its commanders in an Israeli airstrike in Jabalia. Meanwhile, in Rafah, a child was killed and four others were wounded as the southern town came under bombardment. Palestinian medical sources say at least 1,822 people have been killed during the four-week bloodshed. The attacks have left 9,400 Gazans injured. We're now going to speak live to Hisham Mahanna, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from Gaza, and he's standing right outside the Al-Shifa Hospital. Hisham, what more can you tell us about what's happening at the Al-Shifa Hospital itself? I believe it is one of the main medical centers in Gaza.
It's true. Al-Shifa Hospital is the largest hospital in entire Gaza Strip, and it's supposed to be considered as the most equipped hospital in considering the emergency situations, the same as we are witnessing now for more than 27 days of the Israeli offensive protective edge. The situation is that it has been a bit calm today comparing to the previous days, the previous deadly days in which hundreds and hundreds of casualties were flooding into the hospital of Al-Shifa. But comparing to those days, today we have witnessed few casualties in the last few hours. You can hear an explosion near Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City just took place. As you can see, it's still, the attacks are still going, especially that Israel has announced that there's going to be a ceasefire, humanitarian ceasefire, starting at 700 GMT and lasts for 6 hours today. However, Hamas declared that they are not trusting Israel on this ceasefire, as it may break it and kill more and more of the civilians, like the same has happened in the last two ceasefires, two humanitarian ceasefires. So the situation is still edgy here. However, the Al-Shifa Hospital is still suffering from many difficulties, difficulties and complications, including the shortage of medical supplies and equipment, and the lack of available beds, which are fully occupied by the patients and casualties got hurt by the Israeli attacking all over the Gaza Strip. And also, Al-Shifa Hospital is considered as a central dispatch for all these hospitals in Gaza Strip, as most of the critical injuries are transferred from the hospitals all over the Gaza Strip into the Shifa Hospital in the center of the Gaza City.
And let's go back to that talk about the ceasefire that Israel has announced, Hisham. You spoke about what Hamas has said in response to that announcement by Israel. But what about the people of Gaza? Where you're standing, of course, people of Gaza have been bringing in their injured and their dead. How are they feeling about Israel's unilateral decision for this ceasefire for a number of hours?
The people in Gaza are not just waiting for a few hours ceasefire or a few days of ceasefire. The people are expecting this massacre to end once and for all. They are tired of living under oppression for so many years now. They have absolutely no right left of them. Even the right of existence is being taken out of them by the Israeli military forces. However, the people in Gaza are still waiting for hours of quietness and peace in order to collect themselves, in order to make their life a bit more equivalent to their needs. And they are still suffering from a lot of difficulties. They have no power, they have no water, they have a lack of food and medicine. They are staying in the shelters. More than 250,000 people are still residing in the UNRWA schools. In a matter, even after the situation is over, even after this offensive is announced over, these people still have no places to go back. Their homes are gone. Their neighborhoods entirely got wiped out. So they will be still homeless for several months until their homes are rebuilt or a solution has to be pursued for their inhabiting. So the the people in Gaza are still in need for a moment of quietness and peace in order to be able to continue their survival.
Okay, Hisham, thanks very much for those. Hisham Mahanna, Press TV, is a correspondent speaking to us live from right outside Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital.